Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he's declaring a partial mobilization of Russia's armed forces. He's calling up hundreds of thousands of reservists to fight the war in Ukraine. Putin also seemed to imply the possibility of the use of nuclear weapons. He says Russia will use all means available if there is a threat to Russia's territorial integrity. NPR's Charles Main says the Kremlin seems to need the reinforcements.
This announcement comes as Russia's campaign has struggled of late. In a separate television interview, Russia's defense minister, Sergei Shoigu, said he would immediately call up 300,000 reservists to hold the line at the front in Ukraine. Shoigu also updated for the first time since March casualty figures, saying Russia had lost nearly 6,000 soldiers.
NPR's Charles Main's reporting, Western nations say the number of Russian troops killed so far is much higher. The Federal Reserve is expected to announce another supersized interest rate hike today. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the nation's central bank is trying to put the brakes on stubbornly high inflation.
Markets expect the Fed to raise its benchmark interest rate by 0.75 percentage point this afternoon. Some think the rate could go even higher. By making it more expensive to buy a car, get a mortgage, or use a credit card, the Fed hopes to tamp down consumer demand, which has been outrunning supply and pushing prices higher. The central bank has already raised interest rates 4 times this year, but while inflation has cooled off a little bit, mainly thanks to cheaper gasoline, the overall cost of living is still climbing much too fast. Prices in August were up 8.3% from a year ago. Higher interest rates could result in higher unemployment, but Fed officials say there's no alternative to getting prices under control. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Some migrants who were flown to Martha's Vineyard last week by Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis are filing a lawsuit against him. DeSantis says the migrants voluntarily took the flight to Massachusetts. A civil rights group is seeking to file a class action lawsuit claiming the migrants were lured with false promises of work opportunities. From member station GBH in Boston, Sarah Betancourt reports.
Boston-based Lawyers for Civil Rights filed a suit on behalf of the migrants, saying they did not know they were going to Martha's Vineyard and that the move was a political ruse. Yvonne Espinoza Madrigal heads the organization.
This lawsuit is designed to protect immigrants from being used as political pawns, and we will vindicate the constitutional and civil rights of our clients.
The migrants are currently on the mainland in Massachusetts, where they're receiving shelter, medical help, and pro bono legal services. Their lawsuit seeks an injunction to halt any additional flights from Governor DeSantis's program. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Betancourt in Boston.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. More than 1 million customers are out of power on Puerto Rico. The island suffered catastrophic damage from Hurricane Fiona this last weekend. Hundreds of thousands of Puerto Ricans still don't have clean drinking water. After 2 failed attempts to launch NASA's new moon rocket, the SLS, engineers are conducting a critical test of the vehicle today. From member station WMFE, Brendan Byrne reports they replaced a faulty seal on the rocket's fuel line.
During an attempt to launch NASA's new moon rocket earlier this month, launch engineers discovered a hydrogen leak. The SLS rocket uses supercooled liquid hydrogen and oxygen as propellant. Teams discovered a leak near the area that pumps the hydrogen into the vehicle's tank. Ground crews replaced a seal on the valve and updated fueling procedures and will test the fix by pumping hydrogen into the rocket and measuring for any leaks. It's a critical test before a possible 3rd attempt to launch an uncrewed mission to lunar orbit September 27th. NASA will also need a waiver from the U.S. Space Force extending the certification of the rocket's flight termination system before moving forward with the launch attempt. For NPR News, I'm Brendan Byrne in Orlando.
A special master is starting the case to review documents seized from former President Donald Trump's Florida estate. The Justice Department says dozens of the documents are classified. But Trump's lawyers didn't want to tell the special master, veteran Judge Raymond Deary, whether Trump had actually declassified the documents. They say this could be part of Trump's defense if he is ever charged in the matter. The judge is skeptical of the claim by Trump's lawyers. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.